Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Latest update we have on Buffalo Bills player Damar Hamlin is that he remains in critical condition after suffering cardiac arrest during what appeared to be a simple routine tackle in last night's game in Cincinnati.
And that's right. He was given CPR by medical staff right there in the field. Quick treatment probably saved his life. What happens to somebody shortly after they survive cardiac arrest? Well, this is Jeff Fagg, a financial executive in Manhattan who survived sudden cardiac arrest several years ago. We're also joined by Dr. Bradley Serwer, Chief Medical Officer at Cardio Solution. Thank you both for joining us today. I'm going to start with you, Mr. Fagg. When you experienced this event, what was the first thing you felt? And tell us what happened.
Yeah, I was with a big group of people. I had finished the run about a mile and a half. I was more winded than I thought I should be. I was walking just to get normal again. And then all of a sudden, it was like a switch went off. And I felt very, very sick. That was about the last thing I remember. I reached over to my father-in-law. I said I wasn't feeling well, and I passed out.
Jeff, did you get quick attention much the same as what happened last night?
Yeah, I was fortunate that 7 years earlier in this community, we had bought a defibrillator. The training for it happened to be the week before. People get trained every other year on a defibrillator, which is critically important. So someone immediately started CPR on me. Someone ran and got the defibrillator. They strapped it onto me, and they brought me back to life.
And Dr. Serwer, we still don't know exactly what happened with the player there. There are some theories going around, but explain for us in general terms, like when somebody has a heart attack, it's not one specific type of thing. There are different types of heart attacks that you can have. I mean, you hear about people whose hearts just stop, but what generally happens and what different types of heart attacks do we experience?
So, you know, the term heart attack is sort of a general term, but what we're really referring to is sudden cardiac arrest. And sudden cardiac arrest is when the heart goes into an abnormal rhythm that doesn't perfuse, is not able to cause the heart to squeeze and pump on a normal basis. Now, a heart attack really, truly is when a blocked artery prohibits blood flow to a certain part of the muscle. And those are dangerous because that causes that muscle to malfunction and many times go into those abnormal heart rhythms. So a heart attack, i.e. a clogged artery, can cause a sudden cardiac arrest. So we don't know what happened with Damar, but it does appear that he did have a sudden cardiac arrest.
Could there be any underlying factors, a pre-existing condition that he may not have known about that may have played into this as well?
So obviously we don't know the specifics. There are a few inherited and wild type cardiac conditions that will increase the potential for having a heart rhythm go into this. Some people have what's called long QT syndrome or Brugada syndrome that increase the likelihood of abnormal cardiac rhythms. But what we do see, especially in a lot of young, healthy athletes, is a condition called commotio cordis. Commotio cordis is Latin for agitation of the heart, but essentially what it is, when a significant blow to the chest wall is suffered, if it hits right over the heart at a critical point when the heart is repolarizing, it can actually put someone into an abnormal heart rhythm called ventricular fibrillation, which is this condition that is very common. We see it in athletes, and if you have children on the sideline, you know, playing sports like football, baseball, lacrosse, anytime there's that high velocity ball that can strike the child, or in this situation, potentially a football player getting hit, that's enough energy to the heart that can cause that heart to fibrillate.
All right, I want to go back to you, Jeff Haig. You experienced this sudden cardiac arrest, and you told us, you know, the last thing that you remember. Let's continue that. What's the next thing you remember, and how long did it take you to recover and get back to what you feel was 100%?
Yeah, so I actually have strong memories of what, you know, what happened in between, which we don't have time to go into here. But after they shocked me, I opened my eyes, I sat right up, and I started trying to describe this dream I had. And much to my shock, nobody was interested in the dream. They were trying to assess, you know, do you know where you are? Do you know what time it is? Do you know what day it is? They were trying to assess my mental condition, because if you don't perform CPR, people are likely to get some form of brain damage. And they were trying to assess whether I had brain damage. They'd called an ambulance. I had a lot of pain in my ribs from the CPR. Ambulance came, took me away, took me to a local hospital where they assessed me as stable, sent me to Manhattan to a hospital here where I'd been under the care of a cardiologist, Dr. Schwarzbard. The next day, an interventional cardiologist like Dr. Sewer here went in, and they found 3 blockages in my arteries, and they opened them up, and they believe that they found the culprit for this cardiac arrest.
Yeah, Jeff, maybe one last question to you and a quick follow-up from the doctor. Jeff, any residual factors from what happened that day affecting you now?
You know, I'm, you know, fortunate that there was no serious heart damage, no brain damage. But I, you know, I see my cardiologist a couple of times a year. I get checked. I take a big statin to protect my arteries, and I take baby aspirin so that if anything ever happens, I'm more likely to survive it.
Okay,
you know,
Jeff.
And one last thing I'd say is, you know, I write a Facebook post every year called Lessons from Being Dead. The first thing I do is I thank the 6 people who saved my life. And so I encourage everyone to learn CPR and learn how to use a defibrillator.
And we're quite tight on time. Dr. Sewer, do you see Damar Hamlin being able to return? You know, it's hard to say, but I mean, can somebody return to a sport like football after what happened we saw last night?
Yeah, I sure hope so. You know, without knowing any of the specifics, it really is hard to say. But I have had friends and colleagues that have had sudden cardiac arrest, and they've been able to return to their full function. A lot of it depends on how much damage is done, depending on his underlying heart condition, depending on the reason why he had this cardiac arrest. If it was simply commotio cordis and they were able to revive him promptly and quickly, and assuming he suffers no neurological damage, he very well may be able to return. Okay. But that's a big if.
Yeah. Dr. Sherwer, thank you. Jeff Haig as well.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.